Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, May 22, 2025.
Trump's tax cut and spending bill faces hurdles. President Donald Trump's tax cut and spending bill is hitting major roadblocks in the U.S. House of Representatives. A late-night hearing is set to discuss the bill, which aims to extend tax cuts from 2017 and cut funding for Medicaid, impacting around 71 million Americans. With 220 Republicans in the House, 213 members oppose the bill, revealing deep divisions within the party. House Speaker Mike Johnson has little room for error, as any dissent could derail the bill's chances. Critics, including Democrats, argue it benefits the wealthy while hurting essential social programs. The proposed tax cuts could add $3 trillion to $5 trillion to the federal debt, raising alarms among fiscal conservatives. Additionally, a contentious $30,000 cap on state and local tax deductions is being challenged by lawmakers from high-tax states like New York and California. As Trump rallies support, Moody's has downgraded the U.S. government's credit rating due to rising debt concerns. If the bill passes the House, it will move to the Senate, where Republicans hold a slim majority, but further discussion isn't expected until next month.
XPeng Incorporated projects strong revenue growth. XPeng Incorporated, a top electric vehicle manufacturer based in Guangzhou, China, is making waves with an exciting revenue forecast for the second quarter of 2025. The company expects to generate between 17.5 billion and 18.7 billion yuan, roughly 2.45 to 2.62 billion US dollars. This positive outlook surpasses Wall Street estimates and showcases XPeng's confidence in the rising demand for its competitively priced electric vehicles. Following this announcement, XPeng's shares jumped by 6.3% before the market opened. Despite facing tough competition in the Chinese EV market, XPeng delivered an impressive 94,008 electric vehicles in the first quarter of 2025, marking a staggering 330.8% increase from last year. CEO Xiaoping, he noted that these record deliveries solidify XPeng's position among the leading emerging EV manufacturers. For the upcoming quarter, the company aims to deliver between 102,000 and 108,000 vehicles, a significant year-over-year increase. In August 2025, XPeng launched the Mona M03, a mid-size sedan designed to compete with BYD and the higher-priced Tesla Model 3. They also introduced the upscale X9 minivan, starting at 359,800 yuan, featuring cutting-edge automated driving systems. XPeng is set to achieve mass production of vehicles equipped with advanced self-driving technology by the end of 2025, marking a significant leap forward in the industry.
U.S. stock market decline amid debt concerns. U.S. stocks plummeted on May 21, 2025, as worries about rising government debt linked to President Donald Trump's proposed tax reductions intensified. Analysts warn these cuts could add a staggering $3 trillion to $5 trillion to the already massive national debt of $36.2 trillion. Major stock indexes faced significant losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 816.80 points, closing at 41,860.44, while the S&P 500 fell 95.85 points to finish at 5,844.61. The Nasdaq Composite declined by 270.07 points, closing at 18,872.64. This downturn coincided with a U.S. Treasury bond sale that raised $16 billion but saw weak demand, reflecting investor skepticism about fiscal policies. Meanwhile, the yield on U.S. 10-year notes rose to 4.589%, signaling higher borrowing costs. How will these financial shifts impact everyday Americans? The challenge remains, balancing economic stimulus with the urgent need to manage national debt.
U.S. Army policy change on transgender soldiers. The U.S. Army is set to update the records of transgender soldiers to reflect their sex at birth, following new internal guidance. Commanders must revise personnel records immediately. This policy follows a Pentagon memo asserting that a person's sex remains unchanged throughout life. It's part of a broader initiative to enforce a ban on transgender individuals serving in the military, backed by a recent Supreme Court ruling. The Army will cut off gender-affirming healthcare for transgender troops and ensure that pronoun usage matches biological sex. Access to shared spaces will also be determined by biological sex. Currently, there are about 4,240 active duty and National Guard transgender troops in the U.S. A Gallup poll from February shows that more than half of Americans support allowing openly transgender individuals to serve, a significant drop from 71% in 2019. Jennifer Levi, a senior director at GLAD Law, criticized these new directives as harmful to military readiness, highlighting the ongoing debate over U.S. military policies regarding transgender individuals.
G7 finance leaders meet in Banff to address tariffs and economic policies. Finance leaders from the Group of Seven, or G7, gathered in Banff, Alberta, Canada, on May 21, 2025, to tackle urgent tariff disputes, especially those from the United States. Their goal was to agree on key economic policies, including support for Ukraine amid its ongoing conflict with Russia and addressing unfair trade practices from countries like China. Italian Economy Minister Giancarlo Giorgetti stressed the need for compromise to ensure the G7's effectiveness, while French Finance Minister Eric Lombard noted progress in aligning support for Ukraine and reducing global economic imbalances. However, uncertainty remained about how to describe Russia's actions, which some leaders view as illegal. They also discussed possibly lowering the price cap on Russian crude oil, currently set at $60 per barrel, as part of ongoing sanctions. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent engaged in talks with counterparts from Japan, France, and Canada, focusing on trade relations and tariff negotiations. This meeting highlighted the complexities of international trade and economic policy in today's geopolitical landscape.
Hong Kong's new stablecoin regulation. Hong Kong's Legislative Council has passed a crucial law to control stablecoins, which are digital currencies designed to maintain a steady value by linking them to assets like fiat currencies. This law mandates that anyone creating stablecoins backed by the Hong Kong dollar must obtain approval from the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, regardless of their location. It outlines clear rules for managing assets, redeeming coins, and ensuring safety for the public and investors. Christopher Hui, the Secretary for Financial Services and the Treasury, emphasized that this law follows the principle of same activity, same risks, same regulation, aiming to foster a strong environment for digital assets. This initiative is part of Hong Kong's strategy to become a leading global hub for digital currencies, with a sandbox project for stablecoin issuers already attracting significant interest. What does this mean for the future of digital currencies? Stay tuned as we explore these exciting developments.
Funding shift in Puerto Rico's energy policy. The Trump administration has made a bold decision to shift $365 million from rooftop solar projects in Puerto Rico to support fossil fuel power plants. This move comes as the island grapples with serious energy issues, including frequent power outages caused by aging infrastructure and the aftermath of hurricanes. Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, facing financial struggles, recently experienced a blackout affecting around 134,000 customers. Officials from the Department of Energy plan to use the redirected funds for urgent repairs, like improving power plants and upgrading transmission lines. However, this shift raises significant concerns about Puerto Rico's energy independence. Increased reliance on fossil fuels could slow the transition to renewable energy and impact public health. As Puerto Rico seeks solutions to its energy crisis, the challenge remains: how to meet immediate needs while paving the way for a sustainable energy future.
Trump's consideration of public offering for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. U.S. President Donald Trump is exploring the idea of taking the mortgage finance companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac public, a move that could reshape the housing market. This announcement, shared on Truth Social, follows talks with key officials like Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were created by Congress to enhance home lending but faced major challenges during the 2008 housing crisis, leading to government oversight. Now, with both companies showing strong financial performance, Trump's potential public offering could significantly impact mortgage rates and homebuyers. As discussions about their future continue, officials emphasize the importance of avoiding changes that might raise mortgage rates, which could affect many families looking to buy homes. What could this mean for the future of homeownership?
Judge blocks deportation to South Sudan. U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy has halted the deportation of migrants to South Sudan, ruling that the U.S. government violated a court order. This decision follows a previous injunction that prevents deportations to countries other than migrants' home countries without allowing them to voice safety concerns. Judge Murphy criticized the government's last-minute notification to 7 migrants, stating that less than 24 hours' notice was simply unacceptable. He warned that officials could face serious consequences for ignoring the court's order. This ruling highlights the ongoing clash between immigration policies and judicial oversight. With the U.S. State Department advising against travel to South Sudan due to violent crime and armed conflict, the stakes are high for those facing deportation. This case sheds light on the broader legal challenges surrounding the rights of migrants in dangerous situations.
European nations condemn Israel's actions in Gaza. European nations are expressing fierce outrage over Israel's military actions in the Gaza Strip. As of May 21, 2025, the humanitarian crisis has led to hundreds of Palestinian deaths in just 5 days, raising the total toll since October 2023 to 53,655. Italy has summoned the Israeli ambassador, with Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani denouncing threats to diplomats as unacceptable. Lithuania's foreign ministry is demanding an investigation into Israeli forces firing near diplomats in Jenin. Germany's Federal Foreign Office has condemned this unprovoked fire and stressed the need for Israel to respect diplomatic protections. Most EU foreign ministers have backed a Dutch proposal to review the EU-Israel Association Agreement, emphasizing human rights. British Foreign Secretary David Lammy announced the suspension of trade negotiations with Israel due to the blockade in Gaza, while Prime Minister Keir Starmer is calling for an immediate ceasefire. As tensions rise, large-scale demonstrations have erupted in the Netherlands, with tens of thousands gathering to demand stronger actions against Israel's military operations.
OpenAI's bold move with Johnny Ive Startup. OpenAI has made headlines by purchasing Johnny Ive Startup, I.O. products, for $6.5 billion. Johnny Ive, the former chief design officer at Apple, will now lead creative efforts at OpenAI, focusing on groundbreaking hardware for artificial intelligence that creates new content. This purchase follows a 2-year partnership with LoveFrom, Ive's design firm, aimed at developing innovative devices. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman is excited about how these products could transform our interaction with technology. This strategic move positions OpenAI to better compete with giants like Apple and Meta in the AI hardware market. Previously, OpenAI held a 23% stake in I.O. products, highlighting its long-standing interest in the startup. This significant event marks a new chapter for both OpenAI and the tech industry. What could this mean for the future of technology?
Oil prices decline amid rising U.S. inventories. Oil prices have taken a hit as U.S. inventories unexpectedly increased, raising worries about demand. On May 22, 2025, Brent crude futures fell by 33 cents to $64.58 per barrel, while West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, dropped by 32 cents to $61.25. The Energy Information Administration announced a surprising rise of 1.3 million barrels in U.S. crude inventories, totaling 443.2 million barrels for the week ending May 16. Analysts had expected a decrease, which heightened investor concerns. Hiroyuki Kikukawa, chief strategist at Nissan Securities, mentioned that while rising inventories are troubling, many investors are hopeful about the upcoming summer driving season, which could help balance stock levels. Meanwhile, geopolitical issues are also influencing the market, with renewed nuclear talks between the United States and Iran set for May 23rd in Rome. Reports suggest Israel may be preparing to target Iranian nuclear facilities, potentially disrupting oil flows from Iran, the third largest oil producer in OPEC. Additionally, Kazakhstan reported a 2% increase in oil production, resisting OPEC plus pressure to cut output. Overall, the mix of rising U.S. inventories and geopolitical uncertainties continues to impact oil prices, creating a careful mood among traders and investors.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.